West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
That's why he wants to imprison you, keep you small. Get verse 8 back up there. Immediately that dimension started to expand, it says, then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall it be my camp. Immediately that the prophetic started to manifest and expand, war broke out. Tell somebody, don't be fooled. When enemy starts warring against you, guess what? There's a reason behind it. Because that realm where God lives and operates and you call things that are not as though they were until they are starting to expand, the enemy gets nervous. Amen. Now, understand, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Because if you continue in that story, you see where the word of knowledge was cutting the Syrian army off at every point. And when they came to take Elisha, God blinded them. See, God makes eyes that see and ears that hear. And he makes blinded eyes and deaf ears too. Tell somebody right now, if God is for you, tell me something. Who can be against you? See, the issue doesn't lie with God, it lies with us. You got to be convinced of this. You got to understand he's working when you don't see him. He's working when you don't hear him. He's working when you don't feel it. He's working when it don't look like it. Tell somebody, God is working right now. But what he's got to do is get his vessels right. Amen. Tell somebody right now, he's already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. So understand that. Now don't, let's put a good positive spin on it, because you'll recognize darkness, but darkness has no place in you, and darkness can't comprehend the light that you carry. Read the story of the Syrian army. No matter what they did, they were cut off. But the fact that they rose up, it was the enemy, because that prophetic dimension was expanding. It was enlarging. God had plans. God has plans on your life. That's why sometimes you realize or you recognize a warfare, an unusual warfare. That's a good indication. That's a good sign. That means you ain't just sitting there. You're moving. Something's going on. Amen. God's moving furniture in the spiritual realm. God's preparing you for greater. God has increase on his mind. And so the enemy, he recognizes that. And he starts plotting. But listen, no weapon formed against you. You may see it. You may feel it. You may hear about it. But it ain't going to prosper. Amen. I said, tell somebody right now, it ain't going to prosper. It can't prosper. They may plot and scheme, but there is no counsel against God. Ain't nothing can be said or done that can stop your destiny. You are driven by purpose. If they don't get with the program, If they don't get with you or get behind you, they better get out the way. Amen. So I just wanted to give you that little principle because that's how it works. We grow. But you know what? Tell somebody, you need the giants. Some of y'all better stop wrestling with midgets. Midget spirits. In Jesus' name, I told you. You need to face some giants. That's the nutrition you need. I said, that's what your body chemistry needs. That's what your psyche needs. That's what you need is the giant. You don't need the one you beat by 40. Every time we play them, we beat them by 40. All right? You need some champions. You need to face some champions. You need some stuff that's beyond you. I'm telling you, hear me prophetically. This is how God moves you. The river flows. The river is constantly flowing. There's nothing too hard for God. And all things are possible to him that will believe. So the process is what fashions and shapes us to contain this new wine that God is pouring out. Because the boats that you had ain't gonna carry the fish that God has for you. He showed them at the beginning of their walk with him that the boats they had, what they had up until that time, were good up until that time. But like the prophets, they said, listen, the place where we dwell is too straight for us now. We got to get larger. We got to go further. We need more. And that's what God's doing in your life. Point at somebody and tell them, that's you. How many believe that tonight? I'm going to take you a little bit further. That verse in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5 said, if God told you what he was doing, the work and the wonder that he's doing in your life in detail, if he told you next week at 2:05 when the second hand is on the 11, this is going to happen. You're right. So what is that? He has to shape us for it. He has to fashion us for it till anything is possible. You walk in that realm of possibility where nothing, you no matter where you go, you're looking for God's hand. You're looking for God to intervene. You're looking for the suddenlies. You're looking for stuff to break out. I'm telling you, we have come into that season where anything can happen. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. And it's to tell somebody it's time to prosper. Come on, tell them it's time for you to prosper. But now we prosper in relation to how our soul prospers. If you can believe it, you can receive it. Tell somebody, time to face your giant. You've entered into that river that cannot be passed over. If a iron axe head can swim, you can swim too. I don't care if you never had a lesson in your life. I don't care if you don't like the water. Tell somebody, you can swim too. If you can't swim, you can float. Best way to start learning is dog paddle. All you have to do is get in there, kick your feet. Do like a little doggy. You'll be all right. But you're in the water now. You can't pass over it. You can't wade in the water. That's all wading in the water. You can't wade. You got to swim. Okay? So we looked at a number of things. Let me just touch on some things because we looked at number one, your level of faith has to increase. Let me say it this way. To increase your level of faith, you have to lift up your eyes from where you are right now. You know, when I was meditating on this a couple days ago, I got a glimpse of someone that walks around that's always looking down. You know how every now and then you run across a penny like in the parking lot or something, you pick it up. Well, some people, their sight is always, and they find a lot of pennies. And then you find a quarter. Rarely a dollar that's blowing by some, you know. But but the Lord says, in order to increase your level of faith, change your perception. Stop looking at what you were looking at back there. Start there. Change or increase your level of faith. He told Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. Lot had just parted from him. He said, lift up your eyes. And he looked, behold, all the stars. He said, can you number the stars? He said, your seed will be as the number of the stars. From he was coming from having strife with Lot to lifting up his eyes to God, saying, now that you're free from that strife, you won't be able to count your seed. It'll be as the number of the stars. So I want you tonight, get in your spirit to lift up your eyes right where you are, from where you are. It doesn't matter what challenges you have or what you don't have. That's what people get messed up. They think God operates on what they don't have. No, God works with what you have. Amen. I said, God works with what you have. What do you have? It don't have to be enough. God rarely operates with stuff where you have enough. God says, lift up your eyes to somewhere where you don't have enough. Because I want you to learn who I really am. Amen. We call him Jehovah Jireh. But few know him as Jehovah Jireh. Amen. I said, few know him as Jehovah Jireh. We know him as our check. And you know, God is the one that gives us resources. Don't mind me. You know, keep your check though. God ain't in this. I want this check. God, give it to me. I take it. I take it. God ain't in the check. Well, don't get this thing twisted. But what I'm saying, God has given you the check, but he says, okay, that's what you had. Lift up your eyes now. Because what I want to do for you is beyond your check. It's beyond your income. It's beyond your experience. Beyond your education. If you lift up your eyes. And that's where you increase your level of faith. I'm telling you, God says, I'm going to do something. If I told you in detail, you wouldn't believe it. So I got to get you ready. I got to change your head. I got to change your mind. I got to increase your brain capacity. I got to change your soul realm so that you can wrap your mind around. Tell somebody, God ain't playing with you. He ain't fooling you. He ain't a man that he would lie to you. We're talking about the God of the universe. The God that humbles himself to come into his creation. Dwells from everlasting to everlasting. Where there is no past. Try to wrap your mind around that. Where there is no future. Everything is present. See, there can be no past, because if it was, you'd be ever going in the past. And there could be no future, otherwise you would ever be going toward the future.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.